like somebody's getting railed in this game tonight, and I don't think it's going to be Finley's dad.
Is it going to be Finley? Is Finley going to get railed?
No, I think, I think we're all about to get railed by Finley's dad.
Is there going
to
be a train? Is it going to? Is there going to be a train that involves Finley?
No, Alan did the train.
Is that the is that what the 55-gallon drum of KY's for?
God bless us, everyone. Yeah. All right. So when we left Oh Jesus, it's going to be one of those nights, I can already tell. Let's see. Finley had accosted/confronted his father. The rest of the Scooby gang, aside from Hank, who was at the dock wrangling up terrorists.
Is that what they call
it? Like you do.
Decided that the best course of action was just to go in through the front door, confront the armed gentleman. And we were left with Finley directing, or Finley's dad, Finley Sr. God, this is going to be confusing. Why did I name him Finley Sr.?
I named him after the third.
I know. Jesus, fuck. Telling his guards not to murder Finley's friends. Banged up might be okay, but murdered would be a little over the top. So we'll start with Finley. Finley, how do you respond to this situation?
I will go back to texting Aloysius and letting him know that apparently he has told his guards not to shoot you.
By the way, I want to go on record as how just absolutely proud I am at the nefarious shenanigans, chicanery, and plotting my players are to finally get around to sending each other secret messages in the background. It took you long enough. Okay.
We're used to Al. He doesn't like us doing that.
I mean, you got phones. You can text each other all you want. I don't have to know. within reason. So, okay. Group on the ground. Al, you receive a text message. Everyone else, you are confronted with various armed men. As I said, there was a receptionist, two bog standard security guards wearing their black pants and white shirts, and then a lot of gentlemen wearing camo and carrying automatic weapons.
Are you sure they're not wearing red shirts?
They are not.
Why are they wearing camo in the middle of the city?
It's urban camo.
Is the power still out?
No. Well,
didn't the power go out?
The emergency power is on, but it is. Oops. The emergency lights are on. The emergency generators are on, but main power is not. So you've got like the those nice yellow glowing emergency lights going on, but that's about it.
I was like, everyone stop, I have a text message.
Safe oh, wait, they're not blast going to anybody kill us. Who turns to him. Mm-hmm. And why not?
Finley's father said that's a no-no.
Oh, great. We're relying on him for our lives. Great, great. Tell Finley I'm going to kick his ass.
I send that message immediately. Sage says she's going to kick your ass.
Exclamation point. Since the pronouns were inconsistent.
That's fair?
Both. Both.
Sage says kick someone's ass.
What is Hank doing?
I'm waiting on the crew to show up.
You're just down by the docks. No one has thought to send you a text or a call.
Nope. No one's thought to send me shit. Oh, so I'm just like,
you knew we were going.
This
no one didn't.
This I thought shit. You would. No, because when we were racing after Finley, you said, I'm going to go to the docks and get them.
Mm-hmm.
This did so poorly, I can tell. I'm so excited.
just sitting down at the docks having a beer with me. The guy's got a brown bag.
So Hank, as you sit at the docks, two unmarked black vans, not white vans, black vans roll up, and the doors on them open, and out pile a lot of it's a mix of actual like you have the vibe that they're ex-military, and then some Y'all Could Die.
Oh God.
And a couple of like people that have like various, you know, prison tattoos, and they are more or less loaded for bear. Several, you know, AR style weapons, handguns, shotguns, that kind of thing, and two individuals who have no weapons.
I don't trust that.
But
they are the weapon.
They are what?
Wagner is here.
One of them approaches, one of the unarmed people approaches you, looks you up and down, goes, you Hank?
Yep.
You, made a call?
Yep.
You got a plan?
Plan's already in motion. We just gotta show up.
Not very talkative.
Nope.
That's fair.
You ready to do bad?
I mean, yes, I would be told that we would be compensated for this activity after the fact. I just would like to confirm that.
That is what I am told.
Fantastic. Me and my buddy, Duck over there, we have some, I don't know if you've seen the news. You've seen these powers with abilities? We've got some of those.
They're the Wonder Twins.
And his hand, like, lights on fire. Unfortunately, I'm gonna
start screaming.
No, he does not start screaming. Unfortunately, it's not very subtle.
Oh, don't worry. No one else where we're going is subtle either.
Fantastic. So where are we going exactly?
I just give him the address to
the Astro downtown Industries building.
Yep.
And what's the plan?
Well, right now there's a big distraction going on, and we're going to go in and steal the mainframe.
Oh. Okay, a B&E. Snatch and grab. Yeah. I can get behind that. Okay. All right. Fantastic. Do you want to ride with us?
Sure.
Okay. They pile in the van and hand you a
beef jerky and nicotine in
here. Oh, 100% smells like beef jerky and nicotine and sadness. Lots of sadness. And they hand you a hockey mask. They've all got hockey masks. And they're like, "All right, we'll let you lead the way," and they start following your directions.
All right, I'm gonna text. Oh God, I'm gonna text you, Al. Alan.
Yep.
I'm gonna text you to let you know that I am on my way, Brad, with reinforcements.
Cool. Or you get back, KK.
So romantic.
And then, love you.
Aww. And truly, that's the point of our story. Love.
It's the murder she committed along the way.
Just you wait.
Have I gotten a text yet from someone other than Hank?
Which someone?
Who all did Finley text to say that the bad guys weren't going to kill us?
Just Al, and Al told you all.
Okay.
I saw, like, group texts.
He started group text. Finley will instantly mute it.
Al's just like, wait. Since I got you to turn the power off, does that mean we have to walk up all these fucking stairs?
No. So my first question is, the men in black, like, are you going to take any offensive action toward the armed people?
I don't feel like I'm shot just yet.
I'm asking the people that are at Aster Industries right now.
Yeah, so I definitely yelled out, they have their orders not to kill us. I don't know if it means just not killing, not maiming, not anything. So are we cool? Are we chill? Can we go talk to Daddy Aster?
That's
a super villain name, Daddy Aster. Dr. Daddy Aster.
That's horrifying. So they motion you toward a very large service elevator.
That's a no for me. I don't like that.
I will hop in.
To be fair, he prefers Big Daddy Aster.
Yeah, it's not well lit. The elevator even is not well lit, but it does have the same, like, emergency power supply glow to the interior of it. As everyone is ushered onto the elevator, Sage tries to, like Scooby-Doo sneak her way away.
It didn't work.
And turns a corner to find two gentlemen with rifles pointed at her.
Yeah, alright. How far away did I get before I make a bad decision?
I mean, you got like 20 feet, 30 feet.
If I electrocute them, it's not going to go over well for me. Okay. I don't think I can get two shots off before they shoot me.
You can do whatever you want. I have faith in you to make your own decisions as an adult.
Benny's going to, if he sees that, Benny's going to walk over and position himself between Sage and the gunman.
All right.
Don't worry. You'll be all right. Don't worry. I got you. Remember what we talked about.
I got you, Benny. I'll go back with.
No, Dale. I mean, remember, because I don't remember.
You got it, Benny. I'll let you know when it comes up.
Okay, good.
Poor Benny. God bless Benny. God's perfect idiot. All right.
What do you mean, slow of mind?
The group is motioned onto the elevator, and various of the gentlemen with guns pile in, and they hit a button, not for the top floor, but the next top floor, 39th floor, and it starts to go. And there's some nice elevator music.
Sage just wants to, like, put a hand against the wall and just turn off the elevator music.
Like a frenzy check in order? What are you saying?
roll it, Sage. Roll it.
Let's see. I guess that would be cyberkinesis. Let's go for it.
Please fail just to make the noise louder.
We're not off to a great start, so.
God, I hope you botch.
No, this is the role you'll get like 10 successes.
They can beat. What music would you like to play?
Yeah, can you Danger Zone?
Yeah, probably something just like ironic. Just be like, all right, we're doing this. Let's go.
You instantly know what's on the playlist of the automated system for the. It includes Final Countdown. It includes Baby Got Back. It includes Never Gonna Give You Up. a lot of options in there.
Actually, they all start off as something but turn into Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never Gonna Give You Up. Yes, Danger Zone is definitely on the list. It's this immigrant song. So
Love in an Elevator.
Oh, definitely on there. Definitely on there.
Oh no, anyone but him.
So Can't yeah.
Through the tulips.
Tulips. I'm getting secret messages already.
Oh no.
Make that roll.
I'm going to use a willpower because I hadn't used one of those in a hot minute. So why not?
Yeah, earn that willpower. You're probably all going to die anyway. So
yeah.
But what is willpower?
2+1 automatic success, so 3.
So what you are looking for, the thing you have just asked me about, which no one else knows what you have asked me about, because, you know, that's sneaky and shady, is actually on sub-basement 3.
Okay.
You get access to a, basically you get access to the floor plan, like to the interior, like system floor plan, and you know that is where what you're looking for is. Not that anyone else knows what she is looking for, because they don't. So, yeah. All right. Elevator continues to go up, unless someone wants to, you know, like, hit all the buttons or something.
I would like to send to the group text, so where is everybody at the moment, and do you need me to be there? Who needs me to be there where they are?
Are you not in the elevator?
You're not with us in the elevator?
Am I with you or not?
Yeah, you were with us.
Yeah, you were with them in the building.
Okay. I'd asked you to fireman carry me up the stairs.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you're at the...
You're... 2 weeks, leave me alone. Okay. All right, so I'm there with you. I would have probably done something stupid and violent if I'd realized I was there, but okay.
That's fair.
But question. For the time being, I'll just, like, remain calm and let them take us where we need to go.
When the elevator doors open, I have a very important question, but I'll wait till then.
Okay, so the elevator door's open. What's your very important question?
Mm-hmm. Do we get off first, or do the guards get off first?
So there are 6 guards. Mm-hmm. The 2 in front of you, standing in the corners forward, facing you, they turn and get off first, and then the other 4 are waiting in the elevator for you to get off.
Mm. Those are the generous lovers.
As all of our people clear... I'm going to try and stage a little accident here. Might be a little murder. I'm just going to kind of lean against the elevator while, you know, everybody's kind of getting off until the last of our people get off. And I would like to, don't know if it's possible, to drop the elevator.
Oh, shit. Okay. Roll.
Like, oh, no. What happened?
Spin quantum and roll.
What happened?
This is going to end poorly.
I'm going to use another willpower. I only have 2 of those left, but, you know.
Say, remind me how much health you have.
Not much. I'm off the elevator. Okay. But not much. I am highly weak.
She's the squishy one in the group.
Yeah.
I thought that was me.
I mean, you're squishy-ish.
4+1 automatic, so 5 successes.
So, you step off the elevator.
Real casual-like.
Real casual, and suddenly the doors behind you slam shut. And everyone on the floor hears a screeching as the braking system fails and the elevator descends.
Shit, what kind of faulty systems y'all have in here? What the fuck?
Everyone roll. I don't know if you can hear an elevator hit the bottom 44 floors down.
You can.
Can you?
It'll
make a pretty loud noise.
The sound will come up the shaft.
Okay, well everyone hears a boom crunch.
Yeah, it actually comes up the shaft like a huge gust of air.
Fantastic.
Explosive decompression.
Good
yeah,
to know.
Yeah, that.
This place is built to shit. You're trying to get us killed in here.
The guards instantly raise their weapons. The rest of the guards in the room also instantly raise their weapons, and fingers are on triggers. Because you have just killed four of their friends.
They didn't see shit. They didn't see shit. The elevator just fell. They got no proof.
It's true. It's true. The paranoid.
The elevator just suddenly fell and the power blew out, so like I feel like it's realistic.
Perhaps OSHA is to blame.
is that Brooke's superhero name now?
OSHA? No. God no. Please.
Listen,
no.
Man, these elevators were some of the finest Ocean Gate ever made.
Oh, it's so good. It's yikes. So good.
All right. Whoa, chill out, guys.
Shake, describe this room we're in, please.
So this is a very, the elevator is put into a very massive, was effectively a waiting room. There are a couple of chairs, there's a nice table. This some plants, several guards, a massive desk behind which sits the receptionist. The fact that this is, obviously Finley Senior's, like, the entranceway to his office, there is a large cabinet of scotch behind the receptionist and some glasses. There's, yoink. You gotta get behind the... Hold on.
Not there.
There's a cart with some water and lemons, that kind of thing. It's nice. A library to your right, rather a book, large bookshelf with lots of various books on finance and investment. Yeah, exactly. And then there's a stairwell door. That you see to what you assume is the main stairwell. You're not sure. You could draw that assumption. And in front of you, behind the receptionist desk, are a pair of massive double doors that one of them is open, and you can hear Finley's voice inside. By the way, Finn, when the elevator drops, your dad looks at you and goes, "Was that really necessary?"
I have no idea what that was.
Would you like to go greet your friends?
Are they here now? Like,
hold on 1 second. All right, everyone else, go to the other channel. You're banished.
Oh,
except for Anthony.
Oh,
shit. Fun.
Oh no.
Go peasants. Go peasants.
Okay.
Okay, so they've got 39 floors. As they're coming up, what do you want to talk to your dad about?
More or less want to confront him on what he is trying to do, and maybe I can better understand what his potential, and I will put it this way, quote, game plan is.
I've been waiting for this for fucking months. Are you ready?
Okay.
Buckle up, Buttercup. Your dad looks at you, across his desk, and he raises kind of one eyebrow, and he says, "You do know I love your mother. Right, son? Of all of our differences, that is one thing we share."
"And why are y'all divorced?"
"Love and like are sometimes different things. Such is the world. But I would do anything for your mother. And I have done everything for your mother. How often do you and her discuss matters that aren't art shows or, who exactly you're chasing this week?"
"Not that much. I do talk to her more than you."
"So you think." He stands up from behind his desk and walks over to the wall to his right, taps a spot on it, and the paneling kind of slides away. There's a monitor and a keypad. "How often do you talk to your mother about her health?"
"Not very."
"Didn't think so.
Didn't know mom was sick."
"This is why I've tried so hard to get you to come visit. But no, so many other things for you to do." He hits a button, the screen comes to life, and it is an image of a lab somewhere, and there is a cylinder, and there's a little toggle he plays with for a second, and whatever this is viewing is obviously a live feed. It zooms in, and you see a very familiar face, perhaps slightly younger than the face you saw the other day. And a tube that is frosted with ice.
"Are you like Dr. Freeze or something?"
"Your mother has an illness. A degenerative genetic illness."
"Genetic?"
"Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, which I'm sure you know nothing about, but it's nefarious, and that is one gets older, it preys on the mind, eroding slowly, removing the person that was, and eventually is fatal. I would do anything for your mother, including find some sort of cure, or at the very least, treatment. It's extremely rare. My methods for finding test subjects were perhaps, how shall I say, not entirely ethical. But the end results showed promise. And
so you're doing all this to save mom, but then who is this woman That is Lane Mom.
As you've seen, there are some side effects to my research. In particular, some interesting abilities. And there's a brief moment, and your dad seems to concentrate, and like, it's like mitosis, like he splits. And there's your dad, and there's your dad. Dad number two looks at you and goes, "There have been some interesting developments. I don't know if this is exactly cloning, duplication, what have you. But it's the side effect I was blessed with, and apparently I can pass it on to others." And then the dad one reaches out and grabs the other one, and it like goes up in that same smoke you saw at the library.
Mm-hmm.
And dad one looks at you and goes, "And reabsorption results in the transference of memory. So your mother is fine until she starts to degrade, and then we have to start the process over again. I'm sure, given enough time, I'll find some kind of permanent solution. But right now, this is the best we've got. It's just unfortunate that one of our test subjects got away from us."
Okay, I'm extremely confused now. So you haven't been part of some evil organization who is trying to cover up what has happened with the super situation, and have been, well, you have been testing supers, and I assume killing them in the process to find a cure.
Sacrifices have to be made.
Would Mom be okay with that?
I don't know, nor do I care.
You don't care?
All I care is a solution. She can judge me as she wishes after the fact.
But what if she looks at you as a monster after you went through all of this?
We've had our disagreements before.
So what do you want from me? Like, were you going to use me as a test subject? Were you...
Well, let's take a step back. What organization exactly did you think I belonged to?
I don't know, because I've just heard and learned about multiple of them in the past hour.
Which organizations would those be?
I say Munin.
Munin is nothing more than a local thug. I thought there was Directive.
Directive. I tell him that one.
And his ears also perk up.
and then also, apparently, your group having footage of the internet, the ISS being blown up?
Yes, that was an unfortunate byproduct of our research. One of our test subjects escaped containment, and unfortunately, it seems, well, or perhaps fortunately, it seems that his direct actions led to this new world that we've discovered. Did I break your son? He snaps his fingers like, stay focused.
This has been going on for a while.
Approximately. Well, yes. I need to bore you with the details. I know you're not a details person.
Not at all. So it's...
Let me. Do I need to slow this down for you, son? I apparently failed in your education.
No, you don't need to slow it down. I'm still just trying to grasp my head around... Where do all of these organizations come in, and why do some of them think that you're evil, and some of them think that you're have this evil... Have you not told anybody? Have you not talked about this?
Well, if you're speaking of the directive, I do have a bit of contact, and while I will say I disagree with their overall goals, I personally think that those of us gifted with new powers, are a step above humanity, and shouldn't be beholden to their petty ethics and morals. As for the U.S. government, they'll do what they always do, which is hem and haw and not make a decision until it's too late and the decision is made for them. I personally plan to make use of my newfound abilities. There's nothing quite like being in more than one place to spread one's influence around. And I genuinely do not care what happens to the rest of these peons. Finley, we are not only socially a step above these peasants, but now, evolutionary, we are a step beyond mankind itself. Should we really, truly let their petty fears hold us back? It looks like she's waiting for an answer.
So, you essentially want to be God and think that you're above the law, above morals, and you're looking at, quote, common people as lesser human beings.
So, he takes a long, hard, silent look at you. Son, we've been above the law for your entire life. Why do you think you've never had an issue with law enforcement? You've not exactly led a law-abiding existence.
I understand that. I fully understood that. That's why I did a lot of things I did, because I knew I wouldn't. Because I knew the family name would get me out of a lot of trouble, and it's been told to me by officers. But now, with these powers that I have, I could be doing some good, and for
people
in check.
That's delusion, son. Delusion.
And you saving mom is not delusional?
Your mother is an innocent soul. She doesn't have the will to do what is necessary. She enjoys the results of my efforts and always has, but at times, she took issue with the methods. Similar situation.
Okay. I think I'm ready for let them to come back in now.
Okay. All right. All right. Hold on. I'm going to pass this.
Are you dead?
What did you do? What did you do?
I did nothing.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything.
What'd you do?
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the rolls. What'd you do?
Suspicious.
I didn't make any rolls.
See, but when you say it like that,
I don't trust it.
Oh, now Stick's just staying in there now.
Oh, well. All right, guys, we've run the game. Finley Jr., we beat his ass.
Quick, before he gets in here.
Run away. I have stolen the mainframe. Sage slips away unseen. And who's going to stop me?
We successfully
found
Big Daddy.
Well, I will be, like, blindly text messaging some of the conversations when I can. I'll just to the Aloysius and oh.
Alrighty.
Let's do this.
Immediately stop planning.
Everyone else, Bruce, by the way, Bruce, you're on the way. I'll let you know when you get there. Everyone else hears murmuring, perhaps a bit of shouting, basically Finn and Finn Senior, what you feel is a not necessarily an argument, but a heated discussion. The secretary stands from behind the desk and motions you forward, and it's like Fiddly Senior will see you now, and opens the door and escorts you in and files in behind you. Door opens. You
something to drink.
Okay. The door opens and Ben, your friends come in while you're having this heated discussion with your father. Everyone make perception plus awareness rolls.
Perception plus awareness.
Two successes. Jesus Christ, Finley.
I botch.
Oh, Jesus, bud.
Yahtzee. Of course you do botch. That's fantastic. You don't actually have to make one. You've already seen everything.
Okay.
So you're fine. They're screaming.
I got a success.
Okay. So everyone that got at least one success notices that this is a very well, like, it's a decked out office. It's exactly what you would think. You know, there's a huge bay window. It just drips of wealth. What you did not expect is that on
the drain holes in the floor.
Exactly. No. As you walk
lasers.
In, yes. As you walk into your left, you see part of the paneling has slid aside, and there's a big ass monitor, and there's a terminal there. And everyone who did not roll a success, just Bo.
And yeah.
Everyone but Al.
Me and Benny got two. Alan got one.
Okay, so everyone but Al.
I'm just looking at Finley to make sure he's okay.
Yeah, everyone but Al notices that there is an image on the screen, and that image is of it's kind of hard to see. Those of you that made two successes or better notice it better. But it's the inside of some kind of, you get the feeling it's like a medical or room, and there is a it almost looks like a casket, only it is white with a porthole above the head, and within it, caked by ice, rests the face of...
Is it the man from the video?
Marjorie Benson.
What? What the... Finley, is that your mom?
It appears to be.
That's a bad way to handle a divorce, sir. You have money.
He looks at you and goes, I'll have you know, I love my wife. This has all been for my wife.
That sounds like a justification a man would make.
Finley Sr. Looks at the group and goes, well, son, now do you see exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing?
Or kinda? It's a weird kind of creepy show of love.
Perhaps you could give the rest of us some context for this.
Yeah, this seems kind of abusive.
Apparently, the Cliff Notes version, mom has a genetic disease that is potentially killing her, and so he put mom on ice and has been studying people and supers to potentially find a cure for her.
Degenerative brain disease. Thank you.
Didn't we just see your mom at the masquerade?
Yep.
You just pop her in and out of ice?
Nope.
She was fake the whole time?
Apparently, that woman was a clone?
Clone is such an ugly word.
What the fuck?
Miss,
the man has needs.
Miss Samson, if you would please indulge me, and the secretary walks over there. Your dad grabs her arm, and there is a brief glow, and then a duplicate Miss Samson kind of like mitosis her way into existence.
I'm sorry. The what did you just make a
fucked up?
That's fucked up.
Okay.
No, hear the man out.
I need a firm explanation on just what the fuck is going on here.
Unfortunately, my son is half right. I haven't been experimenting on supers. Well, I have been. I take that back. they've been a fantastic source of information. But my initial experiments were on individuals who shared the same genetic brain disease. And through that research, we were able to, what's the best word, stimulate neurons, unlock potential, encourage growth. Unfortunately, one of our test subjects got a little out of control, and
did you mutate that little girl?
Which little girl?
I don't think that's what he's talking about. I think he's talking about the one that ran into the space station.
Yes! Ah! Mr. Pendergast! I'm glad to see there's one intellectual in the room. We had a bit of an issue with that, and the result seems to be the next evolution in human. Or, I should say, the next evolution in man. Human is such a dirty word. Human speaks of a baser instinct, individuals who have not come to embrace their potential. Instead, we have us, the next stage in society.
Why is this still happening? There's people who can heal out there. Why not just get them to heal your wife? Why continue all of this?
That is due to the nature of her disease. It's, unfortunately, directly related to her genetics. As such, a simple ability to heal a wound, a broken bone, a reset to default, if you will, a reset to an individual's complete template does not seem to have an effect on the issue. I'm sure, given enough time and enough test subjects, we'll find an eventual solution, or I should say a more permanent solution, as you can see with my experiment here. He snaps his fingers, and the second Miss Sampson just like goes up in poof. It goes up in a very similar poof to the one you saw at the library of him. And we'll provide an eventual permanent solution. In the meantime, I make do with what resources and abilities I have.
Was that really even you at the gala the other night? Is this even not really you?
Well, that's to be determined. But no, I was not at the gala. I had things to do. It was an appearance. You don't need me there for that.
You fucked up all of the world. Just kind of romantic, I can't lie. But you still fucked up the entire world. And you still don't even have like a solution? Like, I think you're just bad at your job, frankly.
Did you just compliment Big Daddy?
He looks at you and he's like, I'm sorry, are you a neuroscientist? I don't think so.
You clearly aren't either, but...
And you say fucked up. I say improved, jump-started to the next stage of evolution.
Except for your test subjects. That
well, I mean, some will. Left behind. And the normie population, the baselines, as it were, they'll simply, you know, they'll find their place. It's just... It's as society already is. There are those that have and those that have not. And the haves shall exercise some level of power above those who have not.
So what is this new group that you're calling itself? Are you the, you know, Third Reich was already taken. Are you the Fourth Reich now, or?
Son, I'm insulted. I'm not seeking power just for myself. This is the natural progression of things. There's no need for name calling. The government will do exactly what I need it to. Even now, we have individuals in the Capitol who are discussing what course of action to take. For those like
you
us.
All laughed at me. You all laughed at me when I said the government was behind all this, but
and I'm sure they'll come to the conclusions that I pay them to come to.
Unless
I have a solution, but nobody's gonna like it.
Unless there's some type of exposure.
Hey, keep in your pants.
Especially, you know. The fact that you're testing supers as well, the group that you consider more more superior.
Will, check your messages.
God damn it.
Been trying to get this for a minute.
Okay.
I also messaged you.
I also messaged you. Okay, make the roll. Everybody, make the roll. Jesus fuck.
I got 4.
Oh, okay, 4. All right. No, those of you who are sending me secret messages, make the roll. Benny blesses ignorance.
I'm apparently pretty ignorant too, and I feel stupid because I should have been taping this all along.
Just a single success.
Damn. What are you doing? What?
Holy hell.
What is Bruce doing? Jesus fuck.
He poisoning? What the fuck?
You told me to make the... Did I send the message to the wrong person?
You did not send a message to me.
You didn't send one to me. But damn, 5 is nice.
Sent a message directly to Daddy Aster.
Ooh, new number, who dis? Oh, that's fantastic.
I sent the message to my sister.
All right, well, she's going to be confused. That's fine. So, Brooke, there are no cameras in this room. Al, you are fumbling around. You do manage to... actually, let's see if that's an opposed roll.
Yeah, that's going to be opposed.
I wasn't trying for cameras.
What is his...
That's not what I was going for, still.
I don't want to know what his stats are. Please roll his mind to fail.
Where is he? Where's
we don't
want to
know his stats. Just pass fail, please.
No, I gotta make this. Do we not? Okay, we don't want to roll the stats. Okay, I'll do it in the DM area, and I'll let you know. I'm an ethical man.
Don't worry, guys. I have access to that as well.
hold on. Forgot on again.
Oh, I typed the wrong thing. That's not what I meant to type.
I don't think he needs nine again, Will. You leave that off.
All right. So what did you message me, Bruce?
Make it good since you got 5 successes.
Well, I'm embarrassed to say now.
Please, Jack, don't be a perception roll.
I'm just going to message it to you. Wait, are you sinister? I can wait. No, you're right up here.
Yes, Brooke. Uh-oh. Yes.
Oh, well.
Yes is the answer.
Yikes! Do I know where?
Somewhere in sub basement.
Oh, great! Exactly where it needs to be. Great. Okay.
I know, right? The logical place to put it, right? That's crazy.
Just casually texting.
Jesus Christ! That's cold, but okay.
Oh, no.
Okay. Al, you are reaching. You got 1 success, right?
Yeah, just 1.
All right, so you're reaching in your pocket, fumbling from your recorder. You do manage to get it on. You feel the little switch click, but at the same time, you look up and you see, like, immediately after you look up and you see Senior looking directly fucking at you.
Oh. Yikes.
Ah. Aloysius. Mr. Pendergast, is there something you'd like to share with the class?
No.
How about you empty your pockets?
No. I pull out a stick of gum.
Let's try again. I turn out your pockets. I insist.
I also insist.
He walks over to you.
So scary.
Reaches his hand in your pocket.
This is really not how I expected this to go, Mr. Astor.
Pulls out the recording device and walks away.
You don't grab him?
You totally should grab him.
Yeah, I was thinking about, if he gets that close to me, I'm definitely going to touch him and just steal whatever powers right on top.
Hold on. Don't get your pants all in a,
Unless he's, like, still super fast. All I have to do is, I don't even have to touch him. If he just gets close to me.
If you could just duplicate Sage so I can run, that'd be great. He's scary.
Okay.
Oof.
You touch him? Hey, you touch him! Yeah, he's not super fast. You touch him.
Okay, I'm gonna roll my shits.
How many dice do you have in that?
Quite a few. Sorry, I lost my page in my book.
I'll find you. I got you here.
I found it. Okay, so I have
Vampire or leech? Which one are you doing?
Vampire.
Okay.
Right, because that's the attribute or power. A defined attribute or power. So I do have to, I guess.
So you go to use Vampire, and you go to, like you grab his wrist, and, like, you channel your power, like your inner power. Nothing happens.
Al's eyes go wide, and he might pee a little.
Just a little. Just enough to know that he did it.
And he looks at you and goes, yes? Did you want my attention?
Just wanted to feel your muscles?
Yeah, you just looked so... you look like you work out, and I'm looking for a new regimen.
He smirks and shakes your grip off and walks away.
Do you want to get coffee after this?
How much do you have? Roll three dice.
Bruce, I need you to read my
not mind. Again, three dice.
Al. Shit! Just been enjoying the conversation.
Nope, still didn't work. Okay, alright, fantastic. You still got nothing.
Cool. Like, Al, you can see, like, to note, Al doesn't have to breathe. Al is breathing hard.
That's true. Al does not have to breathe. That's super weird.
Wait, what?
You so, don't have to breathe? No, I don't have to breathe. Neither does Benny if he doesn't want to.
He usually does, though. He kind of freezes.
Yeah, it's habit. Investigating what has gone on, and they've gone from working with the Fed to being not exactly villains, but not exactly heroes.
We're doing our own thing.
Yeah, we don't. But they're still interested, which is good. They're still interested in finding out what happened.
We don't want to put a label on it because labels are so cliche.
Yeah, and they may have just called. Well, they didn't cause a train wreck. An idiot caused a train wreck. And
no, one person caused a train wreck.
Yeah, I should make my NPCs smarter.
A literal train wreck, not just, like, you know, the life of some of us.